A rain of ash began to fall minutes after the apprentice had signed off from Juno and Coda. He ignored it, concentrating instead on navigating the desolation that was the newly rearranged surface of Raxus Prime. The area around the cannon's remains was a wasteland, blasted flat by the impact. Only a small mountain of wreckage stood out of the steaming plain, at the exact center of impact. All around that central peak, in a perfect circle, stood crater walls many meters high, upon one of which he had woken, buried under a layer of warped plastic sheets. Fragments of cannon and Star Destroyer ticked and pinged as they cooled. Some had sparked fires, which the smothering ash now extinguished. Everywhere was the smell of exhumed decay and burning foulness. Proxy's signal led over the crater wall and deeper into the wastelands. He spared no second pursuing it, passing droids and other scavengers struggling to free themselves from mounds of trash. An eerie silence had fallen in the wake of the explosion, and even now, sound seemed nervous of returning to its former levels. Before long, he heard the first shots from a blaster rifle and knew that everything was returning to normal on the lawless world. The bleakness of that understanding perfectly matched the knife wound in his heart from Juno's blunt words. Proxy isn't your friend anymore. The one loyal companion he'd had in his entire life had turned on Juno and run off into the junkyard. What other explanation could there be beyond the core's evil influence? Ash stuck to his wet cheeks and formed muddy streaks that he didn't wipe away. Urgency consumed him. He had to find Proxy before the core absorbed him completely, sucking all the details of his master's plans and transmitting them to the Emperor. And worse, leaving the once loyal droid scrabbling in garbage like any other scavenger. Darth Vader's apprentice would not allow that. Whatever else he was, he knew how to turn anger and fear into forces that no being could resist. Fury burned in him like a sun at the core's invasion of his friend. That invasion would be met, countered, and answered 1,000 times over. He swore it. Proxy's homing signal led him past teetering mesas of refuse. The apprentice stuck to firm ground, running and jumping over toxic pools too fast for inquisitive droids to catch up. When warring scavengers or shell-shocked Imperials took potshots at him, he ignored them. The object of his fury was the core, nothing else. He would not be distracted. Behind him trailed a growing cadre of droids, strung out across the wasteland like chicks behind their mother. One by one, their photoreceptors changed color, forming a threatening crimson constellation focused entirely on him. The core was watching. The trail led down a long sloping shaft under a pyramidal mound of plastics and other nonmetal fragments. It occurred to him as he followed it that the way might have been burrowed through the rubbish just for Proxy, since the core needed no physical connection to the outside world beyond power lines and data cables. There were lights too, which was even stranger. Apart from phosphorescence arising from hardy bacteria surviving off organic material in the walls, a blinking, flickering glow came from the end of the tunnel. He lit his lightsaber as he came closer and slowed his pace to a cautious lope. The flickering glow grew brighter. The tunnel widened and joined a large, cathedral-like space full of abandoned and junked processors, all refurbished and linked together in a vast humming network. There were no screens or keyboards anywhere to be seen. The core didn't need them. Surrounded by the world's machine mind, the apprentice felt very much out of place. He navigated his way through the maze of processors, stepping carefully over cables and keeping his lightsaber away from anything fragile. He didn't want to aggravate the core any more than was necessary. Not yet. The procession of droids followed him, filling all the available space between the processor network and the reinforced walls of the massive chamber. Soon he was completely surrounded by glowing red photoreceptors, round, triangular, slitted, square, belonging to droids ranging in size from buzzing spy eyes to lumbering mass movers. They were the eyes and ears of the Corps, and they could be the fists, too, if necessary.